In Sudan's Nuba Mountains, civilians are trapped in the middle of a conflict. Government forces have staged thousands of aerial attacks since 2011. Mother of Mercy Hospital is the only fully functional medical facility in the Nuba Mountains. Wards are overcrowded. Beds line corridors, transforming them into makeshift wards. 9-year-old Rove Mohammed was injured in an aerial attack and lost his right leg. But today, he is able to walk again. Just this morning, he was given a new prosthetic leg, part of a program run by a team of Ugandan doctors. Rave has already made drastic improvements, walking without the aid of a crutch for the first time in almost a year. Prosthetic technician Simon Peter says Rave's parents were away when the bomb fell on his house.
So when the bomb, these people released the bomb, he got him inside the house and he cut off the right leg.
Peter says most victims in the Nuba Mountains are middle-aged men.
35 to 40. And these are active people, I think they meet problems as they go to look for food for their families sometimes. You know, as a man, and most of them are men, they try to defend their families. As in a process of defending a family, they meet sometimes maybe gunshots or landmines or whatever.
When Ray was injured, it took his parents hours to reach the hospital. Many people have to travel as far as 200 kilometres to receive treatment. This can take days and mean the difference between life and death. The project works to get help to those in the most remote areas. With no facilities to produce prosthetic limbs inside the region, doctors take a cast and limbs are produced outside the country. These are some of the limbs they have brought to fit patients who were measured last year. An estimated 50,000 people are disabled as a result of the conflict in Sudan. South Kordofan's Deputy Governor, Suleiman Jaban, says most of them were hurt in bombings.
Daily basis. Yeah, daily basis. If they're not bombing here, they're bombing in other areas. And we get the report. The Lamy Mazaran is continuously bombing now. All these days, he's bombing. Killing civilian, injured civilian, and burning their houses, and burning their crops.
In South Kordofan, hundreds of children like Rabe are under constant threat from attacks. Hiding in caves with their families, many children have spent their whole lives living in war. For now, Rabe is going back to his village, far from the hospital. One of many to face a difficult future. Adam Bales for VOA News, Goodell, Sudan.